I have with me Diane Cochiles. Diane is Pilos Restaurant Consulting Chef in New York. She is also the world's foremost authority on Greek cuisine and the author of 5 successful books. Diane, good morning.
Hello.
Your latest recipe book, entitled Against the Grain, was released this summer. Could you please talk a little bit about it to our diners at Pilos?
It's a book of Mediterranean recipes geared toward people who are watching their carbohydrate intake. It's not a low-carb book. It's a book of Mediterranean dishes with a lot of Greek recipes in it, a lot of Greek fare, that basically tries to present an aspect of the Mediterranean diet that's very good for people who are watching their carbs. But it's by no means, it's sort of a South Beach idea. It's not a book for people who are maniacal about watching, you know, what they eat in terms of bread and pasta. There are some grains in it. That's really what it's all about. Very easy, accessible, healthful recipes.
As Pilos Consulting Chef, you flew last week from Greece to work on the fall menu and the upcoming holidays event at Pilos. Could you please share with us a typical consulting day at the restaurant?
A typical day starts anywhere between 11 and 1, depending on the time that the chef comes into the kitchen. We actually start before I get here. I usually send a list of ideas to the restaurant, to the owners, to Christos and Achilles and Michael. We try to narrow down that list a little bit. And then we work from there. I come in. Sometimes I try to do some recipes before I get here, but that doesn't always work. I get into the kitchen and we basically start experimenting. This time, for example, we wanted to do some game dishes. So we spent the week cooking some rabbit and some duck in various ways, you know, traditional Greek ways, dishes that look to tradition but aren't necessarily traditional. And it's always a give and take. I'll start something, Christos will come into the kitchen and he'll take the idea in another direction. For example, we started doing some duck recipes this week. We tried everything with them. We tried sautéing them in combination with some Greek ingredients like quince, which is a very traditional way to cook game. We roasted them so they became very crisp, and then we put them in a very aromatic stew. So we tried different dishes with them. But it's really, doing this sort of work is really about an exchange of viewpoints when it comes to particular dishes. And the end result is always the result of cooperation between three people, between myself, Christos, and Juan, the cook who executes the stuff on a daily basis.
And finally, could you please reveal some of the new exciting dishes that will be added to the fall menu of Pilos starting this November?
We've done several new dishes. It's hard to talk about new dishes on a menu sometimes because we have so many good dishes that we've done over the years, it's hard to choose between them. But some of the new stuff that's on the menu, we probably will do a duck dish, perhaps with quince. That's something that we're talking about. I think we're going to do a short rib, slowly braised short rib with our own barbecue sauce. And we're going to do some wonderful food for Thanksgiving, a leek and chestnut soup that's spiked with ouzo, and a pumpkin, sweet potato, and yellow squash moussaka. That doesn't have meat in it. It's just a layered sort of vegetable dish. That's absolutely delicious, spiked with a little bit of mint and nutmeg. So I think that's enough to entice people.
Thank you, Diane, for sharing with us the latest about your book and the upcoming fall menu of Pilos.
Thank you.